In this bulletin, the Energy Minister insists Australia has support to host COP31 as it negotiates with Turkey. The UN lifts sanctions from Syria's leader ahead of a meeting with Donald Trump. And in NFL, the league courts the next generation of its fastest-growing audience outside the US. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. Energy Minister Chris Bowen says Australia has overwhelming international support for its COP31 bid in Adelaide as it continues to attempt to secure hosting rights. Australia is yet to secure an agreement from Turkey. United Nations rules require the assent of the fellow bidder to secure those rights. When asked about the $7 million bid, Mr. Bowen confirmed talks are underway with the Turkish government.
I've been talking to my counterpart, Minister Murat Kurum. Penny Wong's been talking to her counterpart, Minister Vardan, and Anthony Albanese has been in correspondence with his counterpart, President Erdogan.
The United Nations Security Council has removed sanctions on Syrian President Ahmed al-Shara, who is due to meet United States leader Donald Trump at the White House. The US-drafted resolution has also lifted sanctions on Syria's Interior Minister Anas Qatab. The former Islamist fighter, linked with al-Qaeda, led a rebel offensive against Syria's former leader Bashar al-Assad, toppling the regime in December. Until now, his rebel group, HDS, has been on the UN Security Council's al-Qaeda and Islamic State sanctions list. But US Ambassador to the UN, Mike Waltz, says removing that listing is an important step to allow a new Syria to flourish.
With the adoption of this text, the Council is sending a strong political signal that recognizes Syria is in a new era. There is a new Syrian government in place, led by President Ahmed al-Shara, that is working hard to fulfill its commitments on countering terrorism and narcotics, on eliminating any remnants of chemical weapons, and promoting regional security and stability.
Susan Lee maintains the Liberal Party is united on common values, despite tensions on energy policy, leading to speculation over her leadership. The internal rift over emissions targets and a series of dire polls have supercharged suggestions Ms. Lee's days as opposition leader are numbered, with Liberal Senator Sarah Henderson stopping well short of endorsing her. Senator Henderson is saying openly things are not going well in the party. She says the state of the Liberal Party is the worst she has ever seen.
We know things are dire at the moment, and I can't pretend that things are going well. And I would not be speaking the truth. I would not be authentic if I tried to pretend that things were going okay. But what I can say is I commend Susan for bringing us together to resolve our net zero policies.
US company OpenAI is facing 7 lawsuits that claim its flagship program ChatGPT has driven people with no prior mental health issues to suicide. The claims have been made on behalf of 6 adults and a teenager by the Social Media Victims Law Centre and Tech Justice Law Project, who allege the company is implicated in wrongful death, assisted suicide, involuntary manslaughter and negligence. The California lawsuits claim OpenAI knowingly released a version of ChatGPT, GPT-4, despite internal warnings the bot was dangerously sycophantic and psychologically manipulative. A teen who is the subject of one claim reportedly began using ChatGPT for help. If you or someone you know is impacted by the issues raised, crisis support is available on Lifeline 13 11 14. In any emergency, call 000. More information and support with mental health is available at beyondblue.org.au and on 1300 224 636. 4 people killed in a devastating Emerald House fire have been named as 20-month-old Madison Simons, her 5-month-old brother Desmond, a teenage girl and a family friend, Matthew Chilley. In a further blow to the family, it's been revealed the father of 2 infants killed in the fire was undergoing treatment for cancer when he learned what happened to his children. The devastated father has posted loving tributes to his children, writing of his son that he had so many things he wanted to show him and that he wanted to watch him grow. While family and friends rally around the grieving dad, locals told Nine News it's a tough time for the whole community.
I think it's hit the community pretty hard. Like I said, we're pretty strong here. We know everyone. There's not many people that we don't know. Yeah, I think it's devastated everyone.
Oh, Cameron was like the sweetest girl you'd know. Like, she always had a smile on her face. She'd never, like, be so sad energetic. Or anything. Yeah, she was always energetic at school, roam around like she owned it.
To sport now, and in NFL, a new experience centre is opening in Berlin this weekend as a new generation and culture embrace the American sport. The city's most recognisable landmark, the Brandenburg Gate, has been transformed into a football field. Visitors are invited to take part in hands-on activities in the latest push by German NFL to accelerate the sport's growth in Western Europe. Similar exhibits have been held in Frankfurt and Munich in recent years, and NFL Germany general manager Alexander Steinfurth says Berlin was an obvious choice for this latest event.
Germany is probably the biggest growth market for the NFL internationally. We have over 20 million fans here in Germany and keep on growing. A fantastic set of media partners, commercial partners, but most important, the passion from the fans over here is really unique. We see it every time we're playing a game here, but also throughout the season. So it's a really important market for us.
And those are the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom.